This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A year ago this month, there was a situation with some big regional banks, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature by name. They failed, as you might remember, and then in May, First Republic joined them. Things got a bit tense in finance after that. Lending fell off, bank deposits dipped. So we have gotten the community banker we know back on the phone for a check-in on the state of that slice of banking. Lori Stewart is president and CEO of Sound Community Bank up in Seattle. Lori, welcome back to the program. It's always good to talk to you.
Oh, I really enjoy chatting with you. And you know me, I love to talk about banking.
That's why we call you. How are you feeling about banking, the kind of banking you do these days?
Actually, you would be surprised that I'm actually very, very confident in the kind of banking that community banks are doing. And I want to say before we get too far along that your mom should still be feeling really good about her certificate rates because rates are still high.
She's gonna email me. She's already writing it, I can tell.
But, you know, community banks are resilient and we serve the markets where we do business. And I think banks as a whole have demonstrated they can do that a year after the failure of some regional banks. So that part I feel really super good about. I'm a little less positive on some of the potential regulation that will require holding more capital and more liquidity and what that impact will have on both borrowers and investors in banks. So that's where I'm less optimistic.
All right. We'll get to that in a minute. Sorry, just writing down regulation as a note to circle back to. But I do want to talk about sort of the regional tier of banks in this economy. When you have people like Jay Powell saying, I don't know, parts of it are really challenged. And when you have people reading about New York Community Bank and the exposure to commercial real estate, do you understand why there's some agita out there?
Oh, I totally get it. Right. Okay. But again, we need to think about the perspective and who's in commercial real estate and where are the problems, right? So in a city like Seattle, where we're headquartered, mm-hmm. we're not in downtown commercial real estate. Most of the regional banks aren't in those mega size deals in city central cores either. The great big banks are, but again, they've demonstrated their ability to maneuver through multiple cycles. Now, there are regional banks with more exposure to commercial real estate. But when I look at the statistics, Kai, mm-hmm. there are 4,587 banks in the country at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. 52 are troubled banks. So 1.1%, not many. And we had one bank failure in the fourth quarter. So the concern might not be appropriate to the data.
All right. But look, fine, and I appreciate the statistics, but if things are as hunky-dory as you say they are, to get back to your point of regulation, why do the people who are in charge of supervising banks in this country think there is some more regulatory oversight needed, some more capital requirements that are required? I mean, you know, they presumably know what they're talking about, too, just like you do.
Sure. I mean, I think we all have a perspective on this, but more capital has always been the solution. More capital, it's been what regulators have talked about for decades. Is the regulatory solution the right solution? And if it is, okay, give those regulators full credit for doing their homework. If it is, how do we go forward as an industry? You know, we're businesses too. We have a requirement to make a profit to keep building capital. So how do we do that under those constraints? That's, again, where I'm less optimistic and think we have to ask questions.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Risk is part of your job. Managing risk, keeping an eye on risk, knowing what risks are coming is literally why you get paid. What risks do you think are coming to banking?
That's interesting. I've just been in a leadership meeting with our executive team, and we've been talking about enterprise risk management. Mm. As bankers, we've always thought, okay, credit risk. And that's something I don't want us to take our eye off of. Not just commercial real estate, but credit risk overall. Right now, we can live with some of these lower interest margins because credit quality has been great. Mm-hmm. But I think we're all, we should all be focused on, are there any early warning signs after this much inflation in the economy that suggests credit could be our next big big problem. So that would be on my keep me up at night list. Cyber risk is always going to keep me up. You know, it just takes one employee clicking on a on a malicious link to bring down a system. So
your lips to IT offices everywhere. They're cheering you right now. Laurie Stewart, she's at Sound Community Bank up in Seattle. Laurie, thanks a bunch.
Thanks so much.